Hey, Jordan Harbinger here. Welcome to Minisode Monday. Happy to be here with you, kicking the week off with something quick and actionable that you can implement right away that'll make you more magnetic and effective. Today, Dan Pink is back. We're going to talk about something called processing fluency that I found fascinating and I think you'll find useful as well. Dan, thanks for coming back. I love the idea of processing fluency. I don't think I've ever heard of that, but it makes perfect sense inside my own brain. So I assume I'm not the only one. Tell us about what this is and how we can use it to our advantage.
Okay, well, this is actually, it's a term in linguistics, and it basically means how easy it is for a message to go down, okay? And there's some great, there's some really great research on showing that why rhymes are often more persuasive than non-rhymes. And this research was done at Lafayette College, and what they did is they got a group of participants, divided them into two groups, and they were given a set of proverbs. And the proverbs, they were asked to say, do these proverbs accurately describe the human condition? And for one group, the proverbs rhymed. And for other group, they didn't rhyme. So it would be, so for the non-rhyming group, it would be, woes unite enemies. And for the other group, it would be, woes unite foes. And so what they were measuring is, you know, how does this rhyming and not rhyming determine what people actually think of the truth of the proverb? And it turned out that people who heard the rhyming proverbs thought them more accurate than people who heard the non-rhyming proverbs. And then when you go back and ask the people, oh, did the fact that it rhymed make any difference? They said, no, of course not. And this is where processing fluency comes in. Rhyming increases processing fluency. That is, that how easy it is to understand the message and help it go down. And so things that increase processing fluency are often believed at a deeper level, remembered more deeply, and believed more deeply. And so there's certain things that increase processing fluency. Rhyming increases processing fluency. Something like alliteration can increase processing fluency, not as powerfully. Repetition increases processing fluency. What we want is we want to have our messages processed well. And there are various sorts of tactical things that we can do that can enhance that.
Special thanks to Dan Pink. I really love his work. I think you will, too. Of course, check out the episode we did with him a few months back on Art of Charm. Of course, that episode will be linked in the show notes as well. And don't forget about the Art of Charm Challenge. It's designed to help you connect with others, create more productive personal and business relationships, and it'll take you step by step through challenges to help you move forward. We also have a Facebook group with thousands of other AOC family taking the challenge as well. Of course, AJ and I are in there with the rest of the Art of Charm team, helping you all move through the challenges as well. It's really cool for me to see the growth going on in there. It's kind of amazing, actually. I really do love it. You can get in there by texting the word charmed to 33444 here in the USA or anywhere else. Just go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and get rocking.
Johnny, we know if you listen to the show, you are driven. In fact, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
We have hired a lot of team members over the last 17 years. Going through endless resumes, well, that's a time sink. But you know what else is a time sink? Interviewing endless people, because they're all going to give you the best face forward.
That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/charm. Just go to Indeed.com/charm right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/charm. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discount codes, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Have a great week.